Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me today's sermon title? It's on the screen in front of you. Let down your nets. Based, of course, on the gospel reading, permit me to read a few verses one more time to you from Luke 5. Now it came about that while the multitudes were pressing around Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the Sea of Galilee. And he saw two boats lying at the edge of the water, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon Peter's, and asked him to put a little way out from the land. And Jesus sat down and began to teach the multitudes from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon Peter, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon Peter answered and said, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing. But at your command, I will let down the nets." This morning, please take time to follow your sermon outline that's provided for in your handout as we consider our theme, Let Down Your Nets. I have an important question for all of you this morning. Dear friends in Christ, what would you say is the biggest need you have in your life right now? I believe if we really thought about this question, if we boiled it all down, here would be our biggest need: to better know and to better trust our Lord. Go ahead, name in your heart right now your number one concern. Would a deeper trust in God and a knowledge of His will for you address this need? Time and time again, our answer would be yes. In today's sermon text, the Lord Jesus comes to us and challenges us to let down our nets, to respond to Him in faith, that we might receive the blessings He wants to give us, that He might meet our deepest needs so much better than a catch of many fish. Well, life must have been pretty exciting in Palestine with Jesus on the loose. Wherever Jesus went, crowds gathered, routines were disturbed, people's lives were changed, God's kingdom came with power. Jesus, you see, had a way of changing everybody's lives he touched. Even age-old rules about when to fish and where to fish suddenly changed. Listen now to the imaginary words of a fisherman who was with Simon Peter on that day when Jesus changed their lives forever. "Let down your nets." I'll never forget those words of Jesus. I laughed until I cried. You should have been there. Now, I'm an old fisherman, and it seems just like yesterday. The people, there must have been hundreds of them, crowding to get near Jesus, crowding and pushing him to the very edge of the waters of the Sea of Galilee. It was there that Jesus met Simon Peter and me and the rest of the fishermen. You see, our night's work was over and we were very discouraged. A hard day's work of fishing and nothing to show for it. We were just washing our nets for the next day's attempt. And Jesus asked Simon Peter if he could use his personal boat for a floating pulpit. Hey, God can use your life and your work if you lend it to Him. What a sight. Jesus sat in the boat and preached where the people stood on the shore and they listened. Jesus preached while riding on the sea. Now, I didn't understand the full significance of that until later Jesus told Simon Peter, and now Peter, cast out into the deep waters. You see, for ages, our people believed that the deep sea was where the demons dwelt, where evil ruled. But Jesus taught from the sea, and later he brought great blessings from the depths of the sea. Don't you get it? Jesus was showing us all that he is master of everything. He could even meet evil on its own territory and command it for his purposes. What power in his word. But then he said those words. He said those words, those wonderful words. Let down your nets. I couldn't believe it. He was telling Simon Peter, the most experienced and fisherman of us all, where to fish and when to fish. It wasn't the right time of day. It wasn't the right spot. We had just worked hard and caught nothing. Certainly, it had to be a joke. And I began to laugh. But then Simon Peter simply did what Jesus said. And soon my laughter turned to tears, and then my tears turned back to laughter. Oh, the fish, hundreds of them, so many. Simon Peter called to me and a few of the boys to bring our boat over, and soon both of our boats were so filled, they almost sunk. We laughed and we laughed and we picked up fish and began throwing them at each other. We were having so much fun. This Jesus was amazing. When he spoke his word, something happened. And what was Simon Peter's response to all of this? Simon said something really strange. He fell down at Jesus' feet and he said, "Depart from me, O Lord, for I am a sinful man." Strange. Those were the same words spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Your church elder read them today from Isaiah 6. I heard them. When Isaiah saw a vision of Almighty God in the temple, Isaiah said, "Depart from me, I'm a sinful man." That's it. Don't you get it? Simon Peter in that fishing boat, filled with all the fish, saw Jesus for who he really was. Almighty God himself, come in earth to our sinful flesh, to us sinful men, to us ragtag fishermen, to tell us, we who reeked of the sea and of fish and of fish guts, he came to us to call us to be his own forever. When Simon Peter confessed his sinfulness. Did you hear him? He said, "Depart from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man." When Simon Peter confessed his sinfulness, he spoke for all of us. Yes, for us and for you. And what was Jesus' response? I'll never forget the words of Jesus. Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishers of men." He gave us a mission. He gave us a whole new life to follow him and tell others of his love and his forgiveness. To repeat to others in every walk of life those wonderful words of faith. Let down your net. Let's come back to today, friends. Jesus speaks these same words to us today. Say them with me, will you? Let down your nets. How we all need to hear him speak those words. The thing our world needs today more than anything else is to hear the word of God spoken clearly and with power. People are pushing and crowding to hear a word today. Just as the spiritually hungry people of Jesus' day sought to hear his words of life and pushed and crowded him to the banks of the Sea of Galilee, so people today are pushing, are shoving, are seeking to hear a word, any word, that maybe, just maybe, might fill their deepest need. Whatever people claim to be their biggest need, whatever you claim to be your biggest need, it finally boils down to this. We need to know and to trust the Lord and hear and believe his word of hope and forgiveness for eternity. But sadly, so many people today, maybe sometimes you as well, like the fishermen in Luke's gospel, toil all night and come up with empty nets. So many people today don't receive God's blessings because they are fishing in all the wrong places. A theme song from a popular movie of some years ago put it this way. So many people are, quote, looking for love in all the wrong places. That's another way of saying people are fishing in the wrong spot and coming up with empty nets. How long will it take human beings to discover? How long will it take us to discover that real meaning, real purpose, real hope are not found in amassing money, in finding worldly success, in the abuse of drugs or alcohol, in outward appearances, in a host of many things? Let me personalize this question today. What waters are you fishing in? If there are any other waters than where our Lord Jesus directs you, you will only find empty nets. Have you ever yearned to know God better, to hear his voice, to feel his touch, to know his love, to experience his forgiveness, to discover his purpose for your life? This Almighty God has come to us in the person of Jesus Christ. The same Jesus who spoke those words to Simon Peter in his boat speaks to us today. And just as Jesus invited Simon Peter to let down his nets and receive abundant blessings, so he invites us today to let down our nets in the deep waters. Oh, the deep waters, remember them? Deep waters in Jesus' day represented evil and chaos. Is there any evil or chaos in your life? When Jesus preached from the sea and brought fish from the depths of the sea, he was indeed mocking the powers of evil and the devil. What a wonderful scene in Scripture. By doing these things, by preaching from the depths, by bringing fish from the depths, Jesus was declaring, "Powers of darkness, I overcome you. My word makes you powerless. I can even bring great blessings, powers of darkness, right out from under your nose." This was the word of the Lord. And is this not exactly what he did at the cross? When the devil and evil thought that they had won the day on that Black Friday, As Jesus was on that cross, bleeding and dying, crucified, did they have a shock in store for them? You already know what I'm going to say if you've known me long enough. It may have been Friday, but Sunday was coming. Jesus died on that cross, but his death was to defeat death. His death was to defeat sin. His death was to defeat the devil. And his Easter resurrection declared his victory in no uncertain terms. His death and resurrection declared, powers of darkness, I overcome you. Powers of darkness, I make you powerless. I bring great and eternal blessings right from underneath your nose when you thought the victory was yours. This is the word of the Lord. Today, as we hear and learn and trust that same word, as we let down our nets, we will receive from our God the blessings and benefits he means us to have, more than a catch of fish. The blessings and benefits fully paid for by his death and his resurrection. My friends, you should leave this sermon with no mistake today. God invites you today, say it with me again, to let down your nets. He comes to you today to fill your nets. He comes to you, look here on the altar, in the Lord's Supper, to bring you an assurance and a reminder that your sins are forgiven. Every time this holy meal is offered, come and eat and drink that he might fill your nets. He comes to you in the preaching and teaching of his word, that your faith may be strengthened. Oh, every time a sermon is shared, a Bible class is offered, come that he might fill your nets. He comes to you as you take personal or family time in daily devotions, reading his word, praying that word. Take time to meet your Lord daily that he might fill your nets. Your Lord invites you, as he did Simon Peter, to invite him into your boat, to cast out into the deep waters, to let down your nets, that he may fill them with blessings you can't even imagine. Would you bow your heads with me in prayer? Dear Lord, we know that you love us. We know you want the best for us. We know we are tired of toiling all day and night and coming up with empty nets. We are tired of fishing in the wrong places. We are tired of being let down by the empty promises of this sinful world. Help us, dear Lord, to hear and to trust your word. Help us to trust that your word is your blood paid for promise, paid for by the blood of Jesus, bringing to us the very blessings of heaven. Help us, O Lord, as you help Simon Peter, to invite you into our boats, to cast off into deep waters, and to let down our nets, and then to watch as you care for us in ways we could have never imagined. We pray in the strong name of Jesus. Help us, O Lord, to let down our nets. Amen.